Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
You are not going to sit quietly any longer. You are murdering us for your profit and convenience.
We're not going to permit the proceedings to be interrupted in this way. If you ladies would sit
down. Our lives have been interrupted by taking this pill.
We're conducting.
I don't think the hearings are any more important than our lives.
But when a case takes 27 years to solve, we should stop and ask some tough questions of law enforcement, especially in a case like Jacob's, a case that's had devastating consequences far beyond the small town where this 11-year-old boy disappeared.
Many other barges with persons of quality attended, so great a number of boats that the whole river was covered.
That's from the July 19th, 1717 edition of a London newspaper called The Daily Current. It's a description of the royal party for which George Frederick Handel composed his water music.
Coming up, we'll sample three podcasts for you to try: Bodies, In the Dark, and Classics for Kids. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. With public health and safety still at the forefront of everyone's minds, many are using this unfortunate opportunity to examine how our healthcare system works, how it's worked in the past, and how it may work in the future. And a major question behind this week's first podcast is, how does it work for women? On Bodies from KCRW, host Allison Berenger explores the forces of history, society, and identity that shape women's health and influence how the medical community treats people. Each episode begins with an all-too-common phenomenon for women seeking medical advice, a mystery. As the story unfolds, more questions emerge, like, why aren't doctors taking my pain seriously, and who decides what pain is worth diagnosing? For so long, women's health has been under-researched and overlooked. Bodies aims to shine a light on just what that is and just how it needs to change. Here's a clip from the first episode of Bodies, which now boasts an impressive library of 2 full seasons. This premiere episode begins with host Allison Berenger and the medical mystery that brought this project into her life. After seeking medical advice when sex started becoming painful for her, she was repeatedly told by multiple professionals that this was normal and it would go away. It didn't, and her journey to find out what was wrong would very quickly cascade into the long and complicated history of sexual and reproductive health.
I think my biggest question is, like, now that I know, taking synthetic hormones every day for years seems like an obvious suspect for a sex-related problem. And so how is it that I never, ever suspected that the pill could be the culprit? I've always thought of birth control as the foundation of modern feminism, of sexual liberation. But have there always been side effects like this? I start digging. Here's what I find out. In the 1950s, when Margaret Sanger and her team were developing the pill, contraception was still illegal in most states, so they couldn't run the clinical trials in the U.S. So they did the tests instead on Puerto Rican women, without telling them that it was an experiment and without telling them that it was a contraceptive drug. During the 9 months of the study, it was 100% effective in preventing pregnancy. But the doctor who was actually running the trials there said that it caused too many side effects to be acceptable. But Sanger's team pushed ahead. They were so close. This pill was going to change women's lives. And in 1960, the FDA approved Enovid as the very first contraceptive pill. Initially, by the way, only available to married women. Within 5 years, 6 million women reported using the pill. But the estrogen levels were like 10 times the amount that today's pill has, so there was tons of side effects. Heart attack, stroke, blood clots, cancer, depression, and loss of sex drive. But when the women went to their doctors with these side effects, they were told to continue using the pill. Then, this journalist, Barbara Seaman, wrote a book exposing these side effects, and as a result, a congressional hearing was set up. At the hearing, pharmaceutical companies were called to testify, doctors, all of whom male, were called to testify, but no women were called to testify. Not one who was actually affected. A group of women showed up, though, and at one point, one woman stands, shouting from the back of the room.
Why have you assured the drug companies that they can testify? Why have you told them they will get top priority? They're not taking the pills. We are. Uh-huh. We are not going to sit quietly any longer. You are murdering us for your profit and convenience.
We're not going to permit the proceedings to be interrupted in this way. If you ladies would sit
down. Our lives have been interrupted by taking this pill.
We're conducting.
I don't think the hearings are any more important than our lives.
Miss, would you take your hands off me? Please, if you don't come with me, I'm going to have to carry this.
After the hearing, the estrogen levels in the pill were slashed, and it was mandated that all prescription drugs, not just the birth control pill, had to have a label for patients that described the side effects. By this time, seven other pharmaceutical companies had created contraceptive pills. I mean, think about it. A medication taken by a healthy person, by half the population, every day, potentially for decades.
From the podcast Bodies from KCRW. Learn more about how the healthcare system works and doesn't work for women, and maybe learn some helpful medical facts in the process with Bodies, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. We don't like to admit that our judicial system is far from perfect. Though we're led to believe that the truth always prevails, sometimes the cards are stacked against it. The results are tales of lies, cover-ups, and wrongful convictions. American Public Media's recent Peabody-winning true crime podcast, In the Dark, dives into the cracks in the law enforcement and criminal justice systems to explore pressing but often overlooked questions about crime-solving effectiveness and accountability. In the Dark has published two seasons so far. In the first, host Madeline Barron reports on how law enforcement mishandled one of the most notorious child abductions in the country, eventually resulting in a wave of stranger danger anxiety across the country and even the establishment of a sex offender registry. Season 2 looks into the case of Curtis Flowers, a Mississippi man who was tried 6 times for the same crime. There's plenty of darkness to get through, so get listening. Here's a little head start for you, a sample from the first episode of Season 1 titled The Crime. The episode explores the critical first 48 hours following the abduction of 11-year-old Jacob Wetterling, which took place on a warm October night in rural Minnesota all the way back in 1989.
But when a case takes 27 years to solve, we should stop and ask some tough questions of law enforcement, especially in a case like Jacob's. A case that's had devastating consequences far beyond the small town where this 11-year-old boy disappeared. I'm Madeline Barron, and I'm an investigative reporter at American Public Media, and I spent the past 9 months looking into the Jacob Wetterling case. And from the beginning, there were things about this case that stood out to me. Jacob was kidnapped on a dead-end road. In a town of just 3,000 people, there were witnesses. Law enforcement got there right away. It seemed like the kind of case that could have been solved that night, while there was still a chance to find Jacob alive. So what went wrong? This is In the Dark, a new podcast from APM Reports. And over the next 8 episodes, this is what we're going to do. We're going to look at the Jacob Wetterling case in a way that it hasn't been looked at before. We're going to find out why it took law enforcement 27 years to find the man who took Jacob, when all along, he was right in front of them. We're going to look at what law enforcement did, and also what they didn't do. And we're going to see how those decisions would come to damage the lives of so many people in ways that no one talks about.
A sample of the podcast In the Dark from APM Reports. Discover the dark side of the justice system and the stories of the people that it's failed on In the Dark. Available now on WVXU.org at the Start Here Collections page or on the WVXU app. You're looking for a pain-free, fun way to keep your kids learning over the summer? Well, try out Classics for Kids, a Cincinnati Public Radio original hosted by Naomi Lewin. Each episode, Naomi brings old songs and stories back to life, recounting their rich histories in ways that kids can understand and appreciate. Each month features a different famous composer, and alongside some of their classic pieces, your kids will learn about the composer's lives and legacies, the era they lived in, and the work that went in composing a piece of classical music. It's social studies, music, and language arts class all rolled into one snackable podcast. Check out Classics for Kids now. In fact, we'll get you started with a little sample from the recent episode of Classics for Kids. June was the month of George Frederick Handel, and this episode dove headfirst into the origins of one of Handel's most famous compositions, Water Music.
On Wednesday evening at about 8, the King embarked at Whitehall in a large open barge, in which were also the Duchess of Bolton, the Duchess of Newcastle, the Countess Godolphin, Lady Kielmansegg, and the Earl of Orkney, and he proceeded up the river towards Chelsea. Many other barges with persons of quality attended, so great a number of boats that the whole river was covered.
That's from the July 19th, 1717 edition of a London newspaper called The Daily Current. It's a description of the royal party for which George Frederick Handel composed his Water Music. When Handel landed a job as a court composer to a German prince, he kept taking off for England. When the German prince suddenly became King George of England, Handel was a little embarrassed to show his face at the British court. Some people think Handel wrote music for the king's party to get back on his good side. But King George didn't stay mad at Handel that long. The king actually arrived in England a couple of years before he threw the river party. Since he was not very bright, and he didn't even try to speak English, King George was not popular in London. So it's more likely that he was trying to make friends and influence people by throwing a huge party on the River Thames. To make sure that he really impressed his guests with the entertainment for the party, King George got Handel to write music especially for the occasion.
A sample of Cincinnati Public Radio's Classics for Kids, created right here and for you. Join Naomi every week for a fun, lighthearted look into the vast world of classical music. And don't forget to bring your kids. That's Classics for Kids. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. To the charts we go, our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts to see the podcasts that are new or up and coming around the nation by iTunescharts.net. As new podcasts begin to be launched again, the new Park Predators podcast has already reached number one just a few weeks after debuting in late June. From Audio Chuck, the podcast network behind Crime Junkie, the new Park Predators is hosted by Delia D'Ambra and details some of the most horrific and mystifying true crime events that have occurred in and around our national parks and forest lands. Reaching number one this week on the Apple Podcast charts, Park Predators. To learn more about that podcast and the other we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.